A demonstration of tongues that misled. A little more than a year before this, there was a demonstration of tongues that placed endorsement on an erroneous interpretation of Scripture in connection with Sabbath keeping. Joseph Bates, the apostle of the Sabbath truth, at the outset took the position that the Sabbath began at evening. Taking into account time problems in different parts of the world, Bates believed that the proper time to commence the Sabbath was equatorial time, or 6 p.m., the year around. This concept was generally accepted as men and women from the Adventist ranks began to keep the seventh-day Sabbath. Writing from Berlin, Connecticut, on July 2, 1848, James White reported, "There has been some division, in Connecticut, as to the time of beginning the Sabbath. Some commenced at sundown. Most, however, at 6 p.m. a week ago Sabbath we made this a subject of prayer. The Holy Ghost came down, Brother Chamberlain was filled with the power. In this state he cried out in an unknown tongue. The interpretation followed, which was this, give me the chalk. Give me the chalk. Well, thought I, if there is none in the house, then I shall doubt this, but in a moment a brother took down a good piece of chalk. Brother Chamberlain took it and in the power he drew this figure on the floor, a circle divided by crossing horizontal and vertical lines and the figures, 12, 3, 6, and 9 written in, as on the face of a clock. This represents Jesus' words. Are there not 12 hours in the day? This figure represents the day or the last half of the day. Daylight is half gone when the sun is south or halfway from each horizon, at 12 o'clock. Now go each way 6 hours, and you will get the 12-hour day. At any time a year, the day ends at 6 p.m. Here is where the Sabbath begins at 6 p.m. J.W. to my dear brother, July 2, 1848. James White added, Satan would get us from this time. But let us stand fast in the Sabbath as God has given it to us and Brother Bates. God has raised up Brother Bates to give this truth. I should have more faith in his opinion than in any other man's. Ibid. With the seeming strong evidence that accompanied the confirmation of the 6 o'clock time, Sabbath-keeping Adventists continued to observe it until Bible study and a confirming vision in 1855 led them, assembled in the conference in Battle Creek, to observe the Sabbath from sundown to sundown. There were two other experiences, both of minor significance, one calling for John Andrews to enter the ministry and the other in connection with the ordination of Washington Morse to the gospel ministry. See the series Tis and Ecstatic Experiences, the Review and Herald, March 15, 22, and 29, 1973. In all the cases mentioned, those involved were of unquestioned integrity.